Mr. Chairman, High Commissioner Guterres, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to represent my country and address this August forum where deliberations are being held to alleviate the miseries of the displaced population world over. May I take this opportunity to assure Pakistan's full commitment and support for such noble pursuits as always. The meeting of the Executive Committee of the UNHCR this year has assumed greater significance for Pakistan in view of the high-level segment on the Afghan refugee situation. We thank the High Commissioner and his team for this initiative, which is aimed at facilitating voluntary repatriation and sustainable reintegration of Afghan refugees, many of whom have sought refuge outside their country for the last 35 years. I am sure that the high-level segment and the related events would witness renewal of the international community's commitment as well as pledges for financial support to one of the longest protracted refugee situations. I congratulate Ms. Cathy T. Clement for resuming her duties as the Deputy High Commissioner for Refugees. We wish you every success in your noble pursuit of bringing relief to the refugees. I thank the High Commissioner for providing us with comprehensive assessment of the key displacement challenges and the ways and means of providing relief to the displaced people, whose number is now estimated to be 60 million. I fully concur with the views expressed by the High Commissioner for a more inclusive international humanitarian action in order to fill the existing gaps and prevent overlaps, and also to avoid translation of perspectives from one part of the world and imposing them elsewhere. I also agree with the High Commissioner's remarks regarding the incorporation of basic humanitarian principles espoused by the major religions of the world. The notion of refugee protection, non-refoulement, and extension of assistance to the needy are an inherent part of all religions. Mr. Chairman, Pakistan appreciates the commendable work carried out by UNHCR in a difficult operating environment. We also believe that UNHCR will continue enhancing implementation of this mandate through increased international cooperation. Today, we are witnessing a sharp increase in the number of refugees and displaced people. While the new emergencies are exerting pressure on the ongoing operations, demanding urgent action from the UNHCR, the resource mobilization is not keeping pace. It is our collective responsibility that the refugees are not forgotten. Equally important is the need to address root causes of the refugee situation. Ladies and gentlemen, Pakistan hosts the second largest number of refugees in the world, and this has been there for the last 3.5 decades and continues to do so more and more in this regard. I will touch upon the protracted Afghan refugee situation in detail at the high-level segment that's going to be held tomorrow. Here I would just like to mention that the government of Afghanistan and Pakistan and UNHCR have jointly devised an innovative approach which we call Enhanced Voluntary Return and Reintegration Package. We abbreviate it as EVRRP, intended to promote voluntary repatriation on a sustainable basis. EVRRP would complement the return cash grant of $200 per individual currently provided to the Afghan refugees under the auspices of UNHCR's voluntary repatriation program, with the inclusion of an additional multi-purpose long-term integration component. It is our sincere hope that EVRRP will receive generous support and contribution from the international community. It is important that the UNHCR operations take into consideration the cultural and religious sensitivities of the host communities in order to receive their maximum support. Mr. Chairman, allow me to pay my heartfelt tributes on behalf of the Government of Pakistan to His Excellency Antonio Guterres, UN High Commissioner for Refugees, for his extraordinary and commendable role as the head of UNHCR. His strenuous and tireless efforts have gone a long way in alleviating the miseries of the displaced population the world over. High Commissioner's personal interest exhibited towards Pakistan and Afghan refugees' situation has no parallel, and his endeavors would be acknowledged and treasured by us. High Commissioner, thank you for being there and around when the displaced population needed you most. I would also avail this opportunity to congratulate Ms. Akila Asifi, this year's Nansen Refugee Awardee, who is a refugee in Pakistan and who has been living in Punjab part of Pakistan. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.